perception distortion or distortion of perception. This is a very common occurrence during withdrawal. It manifests in different ways. So I'm just going to go through what I have been told over the years. And I'm not sure if they'll be familiar to you, but first we have the distortion of how we interpret or perceive speech of another person. So this is not your speech being distorted, but when somebody's speaking to you, you're unable to follow the conversation because there's a time delay or there's an inability to reconcile the words being uttered with the movement of the mouth. So I don't know if you remember those long ago martial arts movies where the lip syncing was really awful and you could see the mouths moving, the lips moving, and the words would come either before or after. So that's what this symptom is like. Then you have the distortion of the vision. So people can see things, you know, they say they're seeing things, and that means flashing lights or inanimate objects appear to be moving around. So the bed might look like it's moving, or the fridge, or you know, some bit of furniture will look like it's actually moving. Well, of course we know it's not, but it's the distortion that causes it to appear that way. We also have people have described the buildings leaning and the undulating floors. So the floors seem to be making wave-like movements. There's also the one where people appear flat and one-dimensional and paper-like. And I know some people have that with watching television as well. So the vision can be distorted. Then there's that false sensation of moving. So you feel as if you're falling through the bed or through the chair, or if a part of the body is moving away from another part of the body. It's quite bizarre, but you know, these are normal, common withdrawal symptoms. There's the gustatory distortion. So this is where people taste things that aren't there. There's that metallic taste in the mouth. Some people will taste petrol or gas. Some people taste onions. You know, there are loads of random things that people say they taste, and the taste can be very strong, and it's actually quite distressing because you're not eating these things, but you're tasting it as if you are. And then, of course, there's the olfactory distortion perception. So, smell. People smell things that aren't there. I think that's called phantosmia. And some people say they lose their sense of smell as well. So there are lots of things that can happen regarding smells. The other thing is that sometimes the senses get mixed up. So there are people who taste perfume rather than smell it. I know of this happening to quite a lot of people, where they can taste someone's perfume, or it doesn't have to be perfume, it can be anything, air freshener or any sort of smell, but instead of smelling it, they taste it. So these are some of the ways in which the senses can be distorted. Again, these are common withdrawal symptoms. They tend to happen a lot during acute withdrawal, but they can persist longer. So if you are having any of these symptoms, you know, I'm sorry. And I just want you to know that you should not expect it to last. They do normally go. I don't know of anyone who had this symptom indefinitely. I had quite a few. The speech thing I definitely had, and the false sensations of moving. I used to see flashing lights as well, and the undulating floors, and the furniture moving. I know. Yes, I did have the metallic taste as well, but I didn't have the olfactory thing. I didn't smell, I didn't taste perfume. And I didn't smell things that weren't there. So like the other symptoms, you allow this to pass, you wait it out, you look after yourself, you know, distracting positively, and you remind yourself that withdrawal is temporary and this is not going to last. You are going to heal and you'll actually forget about this. The only reason I remember some of these symptoms is because I have to speak to people about them or people will ask me. But most people in withdrawal, when it's over, it truly does become a distant memory. And you'd probably, if somebody said, did that happen to you, you'd probably have to think long and hard to remember. When you're in the throes of it, you think you'll never forget, but you will. So keep going and take good care.